Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey everybody, it is true. You're tuned into Tech Vibe Radio this very Friday night. Every Friday night we are bringing you the best what's happening in Pittsburgh and tonight beyond. We are actually coming from Johnstown, part of our Bridge to Pittsburgh Destination Cambria event. And we are bringing you some of the great stuff that is happening here in Cambria County and in Johnstown. And it has just blown my mind, the amount of activity that's going on out here, the crazy cool companies, and the super passionate people that are trying to make all this stuff come together. I'm just so excited for us to bring an entire show just detailing all the great work that's going on out here tonight. I mean, honestly, it's going to be tough to get to all the people that we want to get to, but we're going to try our darndest. So I'm just so glad you're tuning in to learn more about this. And so we're kicking off the show tonight with John Dubnansky. He's kind of the ringleader of this whole Bridge to Pittsburgh thing. And I think you're a little bit crazy sometimes, John, in crazy, a good way, crazy, in a crazy. Good way, in a good
look,
way.
Look who's talking, John.
I'm as crazy as you are, because you are super crazy passionate about Johnstown and Cambria County. And you kind of approached the PTC about 6-7 months ago about trying to use us as a facilitator to kind of bring Pittsburgh and Johnstown together. So, John, first, introduce yourself. Give us a little bit about your background and what you do, and then let's jump into this Bridge to Pittsburgh thing.
Sure, Jonathan. Yeah, once again, thanks for coming out to Johnstown for the day. But my title here with Cambria County, I'm the grants facilitator for Cambria County, but that's kind of an interesting title here as far as responsibilities. Kind of got wrapped into this project. It's a Department of Defense project funded, in which one of our goals is to connect better with the Pittsburgh region. Pittsburgh is having great success with the information technology industry down there, and we are a struggling economy, and it makes sense for us to see what can we do to partner with or work with folks down in the Pittsburgh region. So it was a no-brainer for us to kind of reach out to the Pittsburgh Technology Council, who already has relationships and interacts with those businesses down the Pittsburgh region that we want to interact with as well. So and through this Bridge to Pittsburgh concept, we've been able to make a lot of business connections down there. We've had a lot of folks from Pittsburgh come out to the Johnstown region and looking at different opportunities out here, whether it's office space, business partnership opportunities, or even just the overall recreational capabilities and opportunities that we have available in the region.
It's not a far drive to get there either. It's not a far drive down 22. It takes about an hour to get here. And my idea is the more we bring our cities together, all these cities together, all the counties, the stronger we are as a complete region. I think there's so much give and take that we all kind of come together. And so to have this kind of happen tonight at this Destination Cambria event, we're in this really great facility. So, John, where exactly are we right now? We're in this old kind of mill.
Sure.
But it's got a very nice, smooth floor.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of people here drinking some beers and having a good time. So, and this just kind of really just shows what's happening here in Johnstown. It's this mix of the new and the old. So where are we right now?
Sure. Well, right now you're in the old Bethlehem Steel Mechanic Shop. Bethlehem Steel last occupied this space over 40 years ago. The last tenant in here got out in the past December 2016. But here we have a giant facility, well over two-thirds of an acre space under roof, with a good 70-foot ceiling here, that is owned by the city. This isn't the only property that the city owns. So we have several of these kind of buildings available throughout the region here that, once again, we want to match up, these potential tenants with these kind of office space or these kind of industrial type spaces. That's part of the connection with Pittsburgh. We want to bring people in here that have those resources to be like, walk into these spaces and be like, wow, we can really do something interesting in this space and at a more cost-effective way than what you could potentially do in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's one of the downfalls of the great thing about the Pittsburgh IT industry is that it's driven up cost for office space and residential space, where here in the city of Johnstown and throughout Cambria County, our costs are still really low because our economy is still on the low end, working its way back up.
So tell us about some of the talent that's here. I mean, as we've been touring today, we've been at a number of companies. We were at JWF Industries, which is right across the street from this machine shop that we're in right now. We were at a brand new, the Problem Solutions, a high-end tech company, Concurrent Technologies Corporations, which we all know about, CTC. And we were also at Martin Baker, the ejection seat company. And every place we went to, I saw the most fired up people, the most talented people. I think there's a lot of smart people here, and you couple that with the schools that are here. So I'm assuming that if someone comes out here, they have access to some really good talent.
Absolutely. I mean, here we have, the folks that are in the Johnstown region. These are loyal, passionate people, passionate about their community. And they're quite successful folks. I mean, even though we've had a decline in our defense industry, those folks that are either underemployed or still in the region, these are people who have 10, 20 years worth of experience in all levels of management and technology development and those type of things. So we have the educated workforce available here. But in addition to that, through our four universities and colleges that we have in Cambria County, we have access to those bright young minds that are also attracted to those businesses down in Pittsburgh. So we have that mix. We have the older experienced worker here available for employment, and we have the younger kids as well looking to get their start in a good company to go with. So, those companies that you just mentioned, those are some of our progressive companies here that are working on partnering with other groups to make themselves better and bigger. And we're here as a county government to try to help, feed that.
Make that all kind of come together. So I think you're a Johnstown or Cambria County native?
I am. I'm a Johnstown native. I've lived here now 16 years. My family grew up, I actually grew up outside of town, about 5 minutes outside of town. I've had family dynasty here for probably 100, 120 years, owned different businesses, and worked in, my father actually worked in the mill building that we're in here now.
That's once upon a time. Very cool. Yeah.
So like I said, it's it's that local tie-in. I'm just a local guy trying to help my community and help improve the economy here and make lives a little better.
I think you're doing a fantastic job, and it shows your passion comes through as well. That's what kind of charges us up as far as that goes. So maybe just talk a little bit more about some of the assets that are here in the region. I mean, you mentioned before, obviously, like there's some great space available. We got the talent. And now's the time for folks to get on the ground floor. Like this is, I think there's a sweet spot kind of going on here right now where people should start exploring. I mean, recently Carnegie Mellon University was out here.
Absolutely.
Checking out the space. Maybe tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, once again, as far as opportunity, aside from, like I said, we have the office space and such, we tout our trail system. We have a great water system for kayakers. We have that whole recreational component that's attracted to a lot of workers nowadays. Like I said, we're just, just moving things forward here locally.
I see it moving forward. I mean, the momentum is just absolutely crazy to me. And I mean, speaking of momentum, I mean, there's a company that just is going to bring 200 positions here, I think, into it, you were mentioning
before? We have a company who made a public announcement a few weeks ago. It's the company is Convergys, and Convergys is the group that partners with the larger group Intuit, the group that does QuickBooks and TurboTax. They made a commitment. They're moving into the region here. They're going to start with 300 new jobs and looking at growing that well beyond that over the next few years. So they're here tonight, both Intuit and Convergys here, interacting with our community, learning more about the local folks here, and trying to fill some of those jobs that we're going to have available as well here in the region.
That is fantastic. That's the type of news that I love hearing. Hopefully we can get in front of those guys tonight for the show. It would be great to hear their insight as to why they chose the Johnstown area to kind of set up shop. I mean, they could go anywhere they want to. They're seeing something here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, you know, whether it's one of those assets that we just discussed or something else, like I said, it would be great to get their feedback on that too.
People want to learn more about the Bridge to Pittsburgh. Can they go to what, bridgetopittsburgh.com? Is that the best way for them to kind of learn more about what's happening here?
Yeah, that's kind of our one-stop shop that we're trying to direct people to that has a lot of information about our initiative, what we're trying to accomplish, and then contact information as well for folks who, you know, learn something from the site and want to learn more about it. They can certainly reach out to me and some other members of our community through the website.
I love it. So, so cool. I cannot wait to get the show on the road and talk to all the great people and the companies that are really making this area start to come to life again. And we are so just really pumped to be part of this and kind of get the word out for you guys as far as that is. So I encourage everyone, keep your dial tuned right here to KDK, to News Radio 1020 AM and Tech Vibe Radio. This is what we love doing. We love putting a spotlight on all the great stuff happening here in the Pittsburgh region. And just to remind you, we're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We love helping technology companies and manufacturers succeed. We've been doing it since 1983, and doing things like this Destination Cambria Bridge to Pittsburgh event is all part of that. It's in our DNA. It's in our blood. Learn more about the Pittsburgh Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. Then follow us on Twitter, at pghtech. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with all kinds of fun action happening here in Johnstown. It is absolutely true. You are tuned in to Tech Vibe Radio this very Friday night. And it's not just Tech Vibe Radio. It is Tech Vibe on the road. We like taking the show to where all the action is. And I tell you what, I can't think of a better place to be right now than hanging out in Johnstown. We are in a former mechanic shop right outside of JWF Industries, talking to some great people. So excited to learn more about all the great things that are happening here in the region. And we are talking to Tom Cherniski, President Commissioner of Cambria County, taking the time to talk to us. Welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Jonathan, thank you for being here. I agree with you what you just said. Cambria County, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, the entire region. This is a great place to live, work, and play.
Without a doubt. I mean, you got to be really pumped up with all the action that's going on here. I mean, my eyes have been so open over the past 6 months as we've been hanging out, learning about all the success stories here. Some of these, you know, older line industries that are doing such cool things with technology, the manufacturing that goes on here, the tech companies that are here. There's a lot going on that I did not know until I kind of peeled it back a little bit. What gets you most fired up about what's happening here in the Johnstown, Cambria County?
A lot of things get everybody fired up. But there's a lot of people working together. And when you say fired up, a lot of people on the same page trying to move Cambria County forward. And we're not just thinking just one layer. We're thinking about the region. And, you know, I'm prejudiced. I want good things to happen to Cambria County. I want everything to start here. But we're all open-minded. And we realized, working together, cures a lot of illnesses. And returning your investments here, quality of life is here. We have great trails here. When's the last time we were in a traffic jam here? So you can get your quality of life back, work hard, play hard, and we have businesses trying to grow, retain their employees, bidding on contracts, reinvent ourselves. So there's a lot of people working together. And I don't want to say this has been the first time, because it's always been going that way. Now it's like, you know what, let's show the world. Let's show our neighboring counties what we've been doing, and think regionally. And I like to think it all starts in Cambria County, but we're building the bridge to Pittsburgh. You know, the better the Allegheny County does, the better this region does. The better Cambria County does, the better Allegheny and the city of Pittsburgh. We already are, it's in our DNA. You know, we're Penguin fans, Steeler fans, Pirate fans, and we go to Pittsburgh now to recreate, to check out plays, things of that nature. People work in Allegheny County. There's also people in Allegheny County working in Cambria County. And there's nothing wrong with people in Allegheny County. You know, if you want to expand, you want to grow your business, right here in Cambria County in our region, you got to spread your dollar. You got to get things done. So you say, what excites me? The whole process excites me. It's to see a business to start from scratch and grow. JWF Industries is one of them. And to be in this warehouse here, this old production where Bethlehem Steel used to have, you know, thousands of people employed, just to bring it back to life. There's a lot of good things going on here, and this is another way to partner, be a brother county, a sister county to Allegheny County, and just to say, hey, we're open for business.
it makes the whole area stronger because there are assets you have that we don't and assets we have that you don't have. And so all together, we bring them together.
Absolutely.
Only good things happen from that. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. It is so fantastic. And congratulations on the hard work. I know there's lots more hard work to go on, but you guys are definitely on the right track.
We're blue-collar workers in the blue-collar world. We're blue-collar workers in the white-collar world. We get things done, and it's all good news.
Fantastic stuff. Thanks for taking the time, Tom.
Thanks. Thank you.
So up next, we have Mike Artem, and you're from the Chamber of Commerce here. I mean, you're like the nerve center as to so many things that are going on here in the Johnstown area. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me tonight.
Oh, I really appreciate you being here.
So what are your thoughts on this? I mean, how fun is this to have all these people showing up? I mean, to kind of open your doors to people in Pittsburgh and for the folks here to learn more about what's going on in our area. Just the whole bridge that's being built, I think, is just so cool.
Oh, it's tremendously exciting. It's great to see all the people here from both Pittsburgh and our business community making connections, talking about what they do. Just really, you know, really kind of get a feel for what we have to offer and what they're doing. And it's a fantastic opportunity. We love it.
So tell us a little bit about the Chamber. How do you guys operate? What do you do to kind of make things move forward? I know you're probably doing a little bit of everything as far as that goes.
Well, we really try to focus on three main things. Advocacy, we try to advocate for our members and our businesses. We work in education. We try to bring training in for our people. And connection, which is really about bringing people together and providing us opportunities. And this kind of hits on all three, really, and what we're doing here tonight. So we're very excited for it.
So how much fun do you get to have every day? I mean, obviously, it's blood, sweat, and tears doing the job that you do. I mean, you have your wins, you have your ups, you have your downs, but at the end of the day, you're just trying to move things forward as far as that goes. So tell me a little bit about that.
I really enjoy connecting people. The most excitement I get is getting businesses together and thinking outside the box, building opportunities, really trying to figure out how we can have win-wins, you know, find the common ground we can build off of so that we all can be successful. And I think that's really the key to success of any region. And that's really something that we work hard on here in the Johnstown area.
What would you say are some of the key things that really make Johnstown a great place for a company to come and locate and build business?
I think we have a great sense of community. You'll have a welcoming community of businesses and individuals and government leaders to do whatever it takes to make you successful. We have a great skilled workforce. We have a tremendous work ethic of our people. And it's a beautiful city. It's a mountain city. So when you're here and you look out over the hills down the mountains, you know, just a lot to offer for a small city in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Without a doubt. If people want to learn more about the Chamber, where can they go and check you out? There's so many resources on your site. People want to get kind of hooked in as to what's happening business-wise here. Your site's the place to go. Where can they go learn more?
They go to www.johnstownchamber.com and get all the information they need. Our contact information is there. My contact information. Reach out to me. I'd love to talk with anyone who's interested in doing business in our area.
Great stuff. Thanks so much for taking the time, Mike.
Thank you.
So now we're getting into the heart of the conversation, talking to Bill Palachik from JWF Industries. This is like one of the anchor businesses out here in Johnstown. Absolutely, my mind was blown today. We had a tour of your facilities, Bill, and wow. That's all I can say is wow. The things that you're doing from the military, from the energy side of things, the manufacturing is just amazing stuff.
Thank you.
Tell us about the story. I mean, obviously, it's such a cool story. What started in a garage, something that employs hundreds of people, you know, is amazing. Tell us about that.
Thank you. Yes, I bring customers through my factory floor as I'm always humbled because I remember 30 years ago that, of course, I was 12 when I started the business, but 30 years ago, I started in my parents' two-car garage. I was actually going to be a teacher. And what I was doing was building my father's business. It was a little repair shop to help augment his job in Bethlehem to support nine kids. It has something to do in the summers. And what happened was I was promised a teaching job, and then it fell through, and I just thought, well, heck with it, I'll build this business up. And, you know, I never looked back. And, you know, what was interesting is back then, you take a 30 by 30 garage and you're trying to sell manufacturing because, you know, I knew that I couldn't depend on the local economy to support my business. So that really started the ball rolling. And, you know, we went into contract manufacturing, defense industry, oil and gas industry, the rail industry, the airline. We just keep expanding our markets. And, you know, I'm so proud to have I'm so proud to have the best workers. You know, I'm not just talking about blue collar. I'm talking white collar, blue collar, working together to build a business, understanding that It's much more than themselves. You know, when you think about, we built our claim, one of our claim to fame is we designed the armor for the folks that got Bin Laden SEAL Team 6.
I heard about that in our tour, and I was like, how cool is that?
It is. You know, they need a solution. We worked with SEAL Team 6 to come up with an armored solution that was lighter weight, that gave them the protection, and really helped our troops, you know, be safe. So that someone's son, daughter, or mother or father would come home safe. So we developed a product that, and it was a short timeline, and our whole emphasis was, we don't care what it costs, we need to get this to the troops so that they're safe. And we met a very tough timeline, and we've got letters, we've got pictures of how it saved lives. So the idea is, it's not about just you, it's not just about your family, and not just this community, it's bigger than that. So knowing that you had a difference in that war, that people come back alive because of what you did, you know, that resonates with people here. I think it resonates with people all across Western PA.
I could see that in the passion of your workers today. As we were given the tour, that what you're doing, it's not just work, but it's work that really matters. Like you said, it's saving lives, it's protecting our country, it's helping our energy industry all the way around. And so to grow a company like that, the way you've grown that, I couldn't believe how big your company is and what an impact it's had in the community. And I also learned that you guys give back to your CARES program, which I thought was fantastic. So tell us about a little bit about that program and how, you know, JWF gives back to the Johnstown and Cambria County area.
Well, one of the important values we have in an organization is to give back to your community. So when you talk about the CARES program, I have nothing to do with that. That was spawned from employees getting together to say, you know, the Bill, meaning me, wanted you to get involved with the community. They come up with their own 501c, decided we're going to raise money so we can help employees that have terrible things that happen to them and their families, but also help the community. So this thing is, they've given almost $1 million out to the community because of fundraisers they do. And they do a lot of creative different fundraisers. They have anything from a wine party to a basket party to a golf tournament that raises money that helps people in need. And I think that says about a lot about the character of our employees. But they have their own board. It is totally autonomous for me, which is great. I'm very proud. It's almost like seeing, you know, I look at running a business, it looks like you're the father, right? And when you see your kids, which are your employees, do something that makes you proud like this, well, you know, they're listening, they're getting it. So it's just a wonderful feeling to see that response and that responsibility from our employees.
Fantastic stuff. And that's the passion that I've been talking about throughout the show that I've been seeing here with everybody. And it goes right through with JWF. Bill, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. And just keep doing what you're doing. It's really making a huge difference as far as that goes. Hey, everybody, we're taking a quick break. And we are coming back with more action from the Johnstown area. I'm having way too much fun here tonight talking to all the great companies and the people, and above all, the passion that's really driving this region forward. And connecting to Pittsburgh is such a big deal. Learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is Jonathan Kirsten. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to spend time with us on Tech Vibe Radio every single Friday night. In this past few months, we've been having way too much fun taking the show on the road. We've been, you know, all throughout Pittsburgh, and then we got on the bus, literally drove out to Johnstown in Cambria County here, and we've been talking to the manufacturers, tech companies, just so many things going on here that are just so positive. And the idea of connecting Johnstown to Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh to Johnstown, because there's so many complementary assets that I think we bring these things together, great things happen. And one guy that's been bringing these things together for a while is Mike Haruska from Problem Solutions. And Mike, you had one of the coolest presentations today. You had the crowd like asking questions. We had to tell them to stop asking questions because we had to get to the next stop on the tour. And you're no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio. We've been on before because you're doing some great stuff, and we're on your home turf now. Welcome to the show, man. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, welcome to Johnstown. We love to have you guys. I mean, Pittsburgh is our growing neighbor to the west, and Johnstown itself is a poor city, but there's rich and vibrant stuff happening all around, and it's totally awesome. We're making some cool stuff here.
My eyes have been open today like it's no one's business, and the opportunity here, I think, is just fantastic. And you could build your company anywhere you wanted to. Your name tag just flew off in this wind we got going on here. Like I said, we're everywhere. We're outside of this old machine shop here. Here in the blowing breeze. And so why keep your company in Johnstown?
Well, I had three choices when I was leaving the D.C. area. Stay there, which wasn't a choice. Move to Wyoming or Utah, live on a ranch, have a virtual company, and move back to Johnstown where there's enough spare parts, like higher education and like tentpole companies, and enough connectivity where it's small enough that people can just call each other and say, hey, man, let's collaborate and let's do something awesome together. And people are doing it more and more. The fabric of this community is starting to experience a renaissance like I've never seen.
What kind of problems do you solve?
Oh, boy, that's a really good question. So Problem Solutions is a strategy, technology, and product mercenary firm. We're like geeks that are the special forces or the spec ops. We come in, we help people figure out where they're at, where they want to go, and get them there the best way possible. That's everything from like mobile apps to web and systems and IoT and AI and machine learning. We have a lot of people that have done some very boutique government and intelligence community projects, as well as commercial people that have a deep bench of experience, and we combine that together to make crazy awesome stuff. But we do it really fast, and we get people with consumer products to market, and we get people that want to build proof of concept to like the stage that they want to be really fast.
Tell us about the entrepreneurial community here in Johnstown. You mentioned that you're running a meetup group here, an entrepreneurs group, and you've got quite a few people to show up here tonight to fill up this massive old warehouse space here. And tell us about what's going on. And I think you've been very helpful to a lot of these companies. I'm feeling like, you know, you've been able to kind of get them on the right track.
So if you go on meetup.com, you can find any of the meetups that we're running. One, we have a STEM meetup that combines higher education, technology companies, and employers in the area to help the next generation, like the long tail kind of stuff. Two, we have a tech meetup with about 70-some people in it from tech companies that get together at some frequency and talk about how to help each other. And three, we have an entrepreneur meetup with over 230 people in it that have either started a company, want to start a company, or just want to help people out. We have an amazing community of people that we've been putting together. That now I'm no longer the hub. Everyone else is a hub, and all the spokes are working together to make crazy awesome stuff.
Crazy awesome stuff. I like those are good words when you put them together like that, because I think it describes what's kind of going on. We've got about a minute or so. Just let me know, like, what's a cool project that you worked on here locally? I'm thinking of like Juicy Box, maybe is a cool project. Anything else? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a company, two founders that came out of Pitt Johnstown that made a very interesting way to distribute liquid in a customized way, to mix a bunch of liquids. And those guys are in the e-cigarette market, but you could also use their same technology. You make custom cologne or perfume or even makeup and other things. There's another company here we're working with called Pressbox Media. They're trying to solve the problem at universities where you have people that the universities that play sports and they all have hometowns, but how do you get that press release out to all of those hometowns? We built a system that harvests all the press contacts and helps them distribute press releases nationally and internationally, like uber fast.
Not that kind of Uber. No, I gotcha. People learn more about Problem Solutions, where can they go and check you guys out?
You can go to problemsolutions.net. Most importantly, you can find stuff there about us, but we believe that people's biggest problem is articulating your problem. And so we have a really awesome problem tool that you can find at bit.ly/problem tool. We will help you solve your problem, and we'll help you understand it first.
I'm glad you have that out there. Thanks, Mike, for taking the time, man. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And if you're bored, come to Johnstown. We'll show you some cool stuff.
So we're kind of moving around from place to place, a little bit quieter in here. We're in this old blacksmith shop, which is just amazing. Like one of the biggest hammers I've ever seen. This is like a 10-ton hammer?
10-ton hammer. It's actually owned by the Smithsonian, but it's permanently located in this pre-Civil War era blacksmith shop that in Johnstown is now, we're readying it and looking to find a really highly appropriate reuse for it.
Without a doubt. So we're talking to Mike Kane here from the Allegheny Communities.
The Community Foundation.
I mean, the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies. I flipped that around. I'm in awe of all this stuff. I can't keep my words straight.
No problem.
What great stuff. So tell us about you and what you do.
Sure. The Community Foundation for the Alleghenies really works with donors, primarily in Cambria, Somerset, Bedford, and Indiana counties, to raise endowments and other charitable support for various aspects of our community. And we work really hard. hard at serving all areas of the community, because that's what our donors want. And today, with the Pittsburgh Technology Council here and our emphasis really on economic development, it's a nice fit, and we're glad to be supportive of it.
Without a doubt. I mean, so you really got kind of in the thick of things when it comes to finding these old spaces, trying to find the uses for them, making sure that they still exist. Because I think as a community like Johnstown moves forward, you don't want to lose sight of your past.
No.
And then we have assets like this beautiful blacksmith shop and the machine shop that we were just in a moment ago. I mean, there's such cool architecture and bones here. You got to keep that.
Yeah, a couple years ago, we supported Carnegie Mellon University's Remaking Cities Institute to come to town and take a look at what we had here and what our assets. And the result was a framework they called it of resiliency. We called it Johnstown Vision 2025. And they really made a comment that the built environment in Johnstown is a treasure, and that it's probably an underappreciated treasure. The way our industrial buildings fit right into residential neighborhoods and right against the green mountainsides, and that we have this compact, densely place that has that kind of variety, and that really what it needs is a kind of focus. It needs to be really thought about how can we maximize this as an asset that brings people to the community in a very positive way. So it's really community and economic development that we're talking about when we talk about this framework, and these buildings are a key part of it.
What would you say are some of your bigger challenges to kind of keep the momentum rolling and to keep building more momentum to really bring the Johnstown area back to life?
Yeah. Well, I think the single most important thing is, as I understand, and I think it's very the same here, is one, we have to work together. We have to all be accountable to the vision. We have to figure out how we can move these projects from A to B so that they become the kind of attraction that we all want. You know, you couldn't replicate this. You just couldn't. You couldn't even begin to. So we have these bones here, and so we need to clean things up. We need to sort of brush them off, and we need to focus them to attract the kind of development we want, both for the benefit of both people locally, very importantly for people locally, for us to be able to appreciate what we have here, and really as an attraction for people to bring in from outside the community.
Without a doubt. Like I said, I've just been so impressed in us, you know, taking the show out here and talking to all the people, and passion keeps coming to my word. At the end of the day, I see so much passion, and you mentioned people working together.
Right.
I mean, that I think has really been some of the secret sauce to get things going. I know this is just the beginning. This is a very long range plan. I mean, it's still going to be many years to get things fully percolating, but I think so much is going right here, right now, that you're really building that momentum now. And we want to help connect you to Pittsburgh and bring some of what we're going on, you know, what's going on there out here.
I think sometimes in Pittsburgh, which I know very well, I spend a lot of time there, I look at us as sort of an extended suburb of Pittsburgh.
For sure.
Yeah, and I think not everybody in Pittsburgh kind of thinks of it that way. We're just not in the front of people's minds, which is fair enough. But the idea is there's so much overlap in terms of our legacy, our history, or really in many ways our future. We're tied together. And you know, a few years ago there was a wonderful initiative called the Power of 32 that looked at capturing not just Pittsburgh to Johnstown, but even broader geography, that we understand better our common threads, our common history, and our common possibilities. And that's what I really like to focus on.
Without a doubt. It seems you're working so well. If people want to learn more about you, where can they go and check you guys out?
Sure. We're at cfalleghenies.org, and I would highly encourage anybody that wants to take a look at that. You can find my email on that website, and love to talk to anybody that has an interest in this sort of thing.
Mike Kane, thanks for taking the time. We're taking a quick break. We are coming back with a lot more action here from Johnstown, part of our Bridge to Pittsburgh Destination Cambria event. So much going on. So glad to be part of it. Just to remind you, the Pittsburgh Tech Council, we love helping tech companies succeed. Manufacturers, too, if you're out there, check us out. pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter, at pghtech. Too much fun stuff going on. This is Jonathan Kirsting. Welcome back, everybody. We're winding down our show, our last segment of the night. Been having way too much fun hanging out here in the Johnstown area. just too many great stories to be told here. It's just, like I said, just the positive momentum here is just kind of blowing my mind. And we were talking to Scott Johnson from Convergys, new to the area, chose to set up shop here in the Johnstown area, and I'm really pumped to talk to you. So first off, Scott, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
I know you're a busy guy. And, I mean, tell us first about what is Convergys? What is Convergys all about?
Yeah, so Convergys is a global BPO company. We are number two in the U.S. and number one in the U.S., number two worldwide. We've got call centers all over the world, and we're excited to be a part of Johnstown, and we're going to be opening a new call center here in roughly about August timeframe. We're going to be hiring for about 260 jobs.
Wait, 260 jobs?
Yes.
That's a lot of jobs.
And that's just at the representative level. Then we also have leadership opportunities. And, you know, Convergys is a great place to really get your foot in the door and grow your career. I've been with Convergys 14 years. I started as a representative on the floor. And now here I am traveling to communities like Johnstown and getting to be a part of exciting projects like this and bringing some work to a community that we know can use it and that has been really welcoming to us. So very excited to be a part of it and to be in Johnstown.
Well, how cool is that? That's why I get excited. So where in Johnstown are you going to be located?
We're going to be located on Leiter Drive, right across the street from the Goodwill building, kind of sandwiched in between the Dairy Queen and the Dollar General there. We've got the facility being built out right now. It's going to be a very cool facility, and it should be done kind of around the middle of August timeframe, but we've already started hiring for leadership. So if you'll check out our website, www.convergys.com/careers, we've already got some postings there for our leadership opportunities, but then we'll be also hiring at the representative level later this month and in early July, and have training classes starting at the representative level on 7/31. So I'm super excited to be a part of this community. Everybody's been super welcoming, and we're just excited to be here.
What put Johnstown on your radar screen, and what made you decide that this is a place we need to be? Because, I mean, obviously a company like Convergys, you can go wherever you want to go. You're not going to pick a community just randomly saying, throw a dart on the board. It landed on Johnstown. We're going there. I don't think that happened. So why Johnstown?
So we were looking for communities that could really use the jobs, right? Communities that we would bring jobs to and it'd make a difference, right? Someplace where we would be providing livable wages for people to be able to keep their families in their community without having to go elsewhere. So that's how Johnstown popped up on the map. And, you know, when we started peeling back the onion, looking at the statistics, we found it really truly to be the case. It was a great opportunity to come into the community as a partnership, provide the jobs, keep people at home, and allow them to continue to raise their families.
Well, how cool is that? We're so glad that you're in town doing what you're doing, and we're hoping you can grow here and keep investing in the community. And once again, give us that website one more time. People want to go apply or just learn more. Where can they go?
Yeah, so if you want to learn just more about Convergys, you can visit us at www.convergys.com, and that's CONVERGYS.com. Or you can visit us if you're interested in applying for one of our great careers. You can visit us at www.convergys.com/careers.
Fantastic stuff. Scott Johnson, thanks for taking the time to talk to us tonight. We're really pumped that you're in town.
I'm very excited to be in town, and thank you guys for having us.
So we're talking to Melissa Komar from the Johnstown Redevelopment Authority, otherwise known as the JRA, and I'm standing in one of your buildings here. You have some amazing structures
in
the Johnstown area. I mean, honestly, like, much like Pittsburgh,
yes. You
are blessed with some really cool industrial sites.
We absolutely are. We say that our industrial sites, all of these sites were known as the Lower Works during the days of Bethlehem Steel, and we say that this shows the general public what Johnstown was and what Johnstown can be.
That's so cool, because that's exactly right, because it's like you're right in this juxtaposition of you've got it all set for the future.
Sure, absolutely.
So what can a space like this be used for? I mean, to describe this to the listeners, it's pretty amazing. This is like probably a four-story tall building.
Four stories, and just the general engineers that we have in and out of the buildings, they say that to build a structure like this today would cost in the upwards of the $20 million.
Oh, easily.
You know, solid steel, three stories, concrete floor. We have cranes here, 10-ton cranes, and we also have office space available, up-to-date office space.
So you can actually attract a mix of companies then. You could be a heavy manufacturer, or you could be a tech company.
We can. So the authority owns what was the carpenter shop, the mechanic shop, the electric shop, and the blacksmith shop. And the most recent development was in our electric shop. We had a company open a branch location here from Ohio, and they were able to bring in a manufactured office space, and then use the electric shop building for storage and for customer service type work.
Talk about flexibility.
Yes, absolutely.
That is freaking awesome.
And the structures themselves were all built before, they were built in the early 1900s. So therefore, it works well for us as far as code requirements as to what's grandfathered in and what's not. So we can definitely work with many different type of mixed use projects.
You can get really creative with how you use these spaces. What other kind of spaces do you have in the Johnstown area besides these?
We do. We have the we have office space. We have parcels of land throughout the city of Johnstown. The authority owns 76 parcels.
Wow.
And we have recently implemented a side lot project where we're working with adjacent property owners to take ownership of the parcels beside theirs to either make a larger landscaped area, maybe a build a garage or a driveway. So what we're hoping is to get all those parcels back into taxation.
Very cool. Now, as far as like, what does it cost? I'm assuming, obviously, you know, price per square foot range. It's very affordable to be here, right?
It is very affordable, but what we focus on as the authority is employment. So our lease agreements are based on the amount of jobs that the company that we are working on the agreement with is bringing to our area. So the lease agreements are all negotiable. They're not based on size. They're based on the workforce that they bring along with them.
So were you working with the folks at Convergys, who I just talked to a minute ago?
I did work with Convergys. Early in the year, I had worked with the city prior to my time at the authority. So the city and the authority have been partnering on a lot of projects, and Convergys is the most recent. They actually located about a half mile outside of the city limits, but we welcome them with open arms, and they've been a great company to work with, and we just hope to do the best we can to keep that strong relationship with Convergys.
Without a doubt. So we've got about a minute or so left. What would you say is the best thing about bringing your operations here to Johnstown?
Johnstown is a very positive place. As you've seen this evening, we all work very well together. The county, the city, the authorities, everyone, we go leaps and bounds for anyone that chooses to develop here. And what we focus on is the fact that where many other municipalities, you may hit some stone walls as far as permitting, as far as zoning. We try to work through those processes with our commercial business owners or with our developers. We feel that if we take the lead in those situations where they may have some obstacles that they need to overcome, if we work with them to overcome those obstacles, it goes leaps and bounds.
People want to learn more about you and look at the different opportunities that are here within the Redevelopment Authority. Where can they go and learn more?
There's many places they can go here. We work with the Redevelopment Authority, with JARI, with the Chamber of Commerce, the City of Johnstown, and Cambria County. So, and we all have different opportunities available for those businesses, and we can direct anyone in the right direction. If we say all the time, if we don't have the answers, we'll find the person that does for you.
The way you guys work here, I believe that, because everyone talks to everybody.
Yes.
I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
I'm going to go on record and say we are saving the best for last. Someone who's not a stranger to Tech Vibe Radio. You've been on the show before. We have Krista Rager from Paracode Technologies. Krista, thanks for hanging out with us tonight here in this awesome setting in Johnstown. Come on. I love it out here.
This is great. This is a great event, bringing out a lot of great people, and you couldn't ask for much more here in Johnstown.
It's just so exciting. I keep using the word positive and passion. It's like the peas of Johnstown, and you are part of that, without a doubt. I mean, doing some hard work here.
Yes.
Tell us about Paracode. What are you guys up to these days?
You know what? Paracode is growing. We started out in a garage over in Hornerstown, and we just bought a large building in Johnstown, 15,000 square feet. We're on the second floor, and we have a first floor that right now is available for rent. So.
Looking for someone to take that space over.
Absolutely. I think what we're doing here tonight, bringing all these companies together, is great. It's bringing what Pittsburgh is doing to a city like Johnstown, and I think that's exactly the direction that we need to be moving.
I love it. So, Paracode, what do you guys do? I know things have changed a little bit since last time we talked to you. You were, I think, early on, kind of coding like iPhones and devices and things like that, but now things have changed a little bit.
We are. We're working directly with the manufacturer, aerospace, automotive, medical devices. We're really just protecting some of these things that go into these harsh environments, and we're allowing our products to last years longer than if they weren't coded. So we really want to just continue our path down working with some of the customers we're working with, but we want to branch out. I know there's some guys in Pittsburgh that we could be doing work for, medical device manufacturers, printed circuit board manufacturers. So I think events like this really give me an opportunity to meet those people and make some connections.
Tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, obviously, your technology is really cool. Where did this kind of come from, and how did you evolve this to hit all these different markets?
My husband worked for a competitor here in Johnstown and was basically laid off. So instead of being laid off and trying to find a job, we decided to start our own company, which we did 7 years ago. And through those 7 years, we worked with a lot of local guys, but now we're really expanding and looking to start a branch on the West Coast so we can serve our customers out there. And we're just continually growing here and supporting all the local defense contractors and printed circuit board manufacturers.
So who do you work with here in the Johnstown area? I mean, we met some really cool companies here today. Are you working with local folks as well?
We do. We work with DRS Technologies, they're a local defense contractor here. API, we did some work for Compass Systems that's located here in Johnstown. But we also do some work for IEC. They're down in Pittsburgh, and I made that connection through the Pittsburgh Tech Council.
I like hearing that. Very
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Great connection. We're so glad that we joined. We have been with some networking opportunities with you guys that have just brought us a lot of exposure.
Well, it's good to hear that you're growing. Obviously, you're moving into big space. I mean, you're moving forward. I just love it. How many people are working for you guys
now? Right now, we have 15 people, and we are hiring. We got some big contracts coming up that we're going to need some machine operators and some general laborers. So we're really looking to get some people hired and just keep growing here in Johnstown.
Come on, learn more about Paracoat. Where can they go and check you out, learn about these employment opportunities, learn about the stuff that you do? Where can they go and learn more about you?
Absolutely. Please visit our Facebook page and visit our website at pctcc.com.
Just that simple, Krista. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us tonight. I love it. My mind has been blown. I've had such a fun time hanging out with all these people tonight, all these great, it's the people, the companies, the people behind the companies, all this kind of fun stuff that has me completely fired up. And I just want people to learn more about this, and then you go to bridgetopittsburgh.com. They can learn more about what we're doing, trying to connect companies like yours with companies in Pittsburgh, companies in Pittsburgh, back and forth. Because as we work together as a region, it makes things so much better as far as that goes.
Absolutely.
So I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Of course. But hey, another show under our belt. Keep dial tuned here for more Tech Vibe Radio every single Friday night. It's what we do, putting spotlights on great things like this. Learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. After you do all that, have an awesome weekend, everybody. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.